I'm well, Alex. How are you?
I'm very well. Now, this week we're going to be talking about fossils, but specifically a dugong and a salamander, and both words are so much fun to say.
That's right. They're two of Sydney's best fossils anyway. And I don't know if you know, Alex, but I'm not actually a qualified paleontologist.
Okay. I'll write that down against cons on your pros and cons list.
But I'm just going to dive straight into this prehistory like I am.
Perfect.
So about 80 million years ago, we've got huge amounts of sediment deposited in the Sydney Basin, which actually sort of is starting 270 million years ago. Oof. And the Australian Museum has this sort of great description that the sediment becomes entombed with the remains of animals and plants that lived all those millions of years ago, and they get sort of encased as these incredible fossils. And these two geological periods that we talk about with the Sydney Basin are the Permian, which is 300 to 250 million years ago, and the Triassic, which is 250 to 205 million years ago. So Sydney itself is on the Triassic rock, but if you come to the edge of the basin around Wollongong, Newcastle and Lithgow, you get the Permian rocks, the older ones. But we're talking Triassic, Alex.
Okay. Perfect. Excellent. I mean, all of those words are kind of melding into one, but okay, I'm with you.
Fossils. but I'll flash right forward to 1910 at St. Peter's, so that lovely little park down the end of King Street in Newtown, which was a brickfield and is a park. And in there, in 1910, emerged the complete fossil of a giant salamander, so a big old amphibian from that Triassic period, which, and God help me with this pronunciation, is a Paracyclosaurus davidi.
Perfect.
For the fans out there. And it was about 2.75 metres. And it's it's a beast that was only known of its kind to have lived in Australia. So it was sort of slurming about, lurking about in the lakes of that Sydney Basin 200 or so million years ago, which is you can't even get that sense of time in your head, really.
No. And not even, that sense of length, almost a 3-metre long, despite the fact the animal was huge, but a full fossil, that's very impressive.
Yeah, and sort of a bit bigger than your sort of pet axolotl.
Yeah, just slightly.
Unfortunately, we don't actually have this skeleton in Australia or at the Australian Museum anymore. It's actually deported to the National History Museum in London, like a lot of good cultural material. Mm. So there is just a little lonely marker down in the park there, sort of mosaic. It's a bit of a tribute to that salamander, which you can see and go think of that 2.7-metre beast. But then switching over or going further down that way in Alexandria at the almost the turn of the 19th century there in Shees Creek, they were constructing the Alexandra Canal, which was a bit of a failed infrastructure project. Mm-hmm. We don't know anything about those in Sydney. that was meant to be a grand waterway connecting goods between Botany Bay and Port Jackson. Anyway, it sort of didn't really go to plan. But as the workers began cutting through the sediment, they started to find quite unusual things lurking in there, particularly a large set of bones, which the government paleontologists were sort of called in to inspect, and later thought, well, they're actually dugong bones, which is pretty weird because they normally hang out in very warm water, tropical sort of marine areas. And this guy's hundreds of kilometres south of its usual range. But in addition to that, it had these cuts across its ribs, which has also got the paleontologists and others thinking, what's actually going on here? And what they arrived at was two pretty interesting facts, which we love facts. We love historical facts first thing in the morning. Number one was that the sort of ancient past or the climate obviously was warmer, sea levels were higher, and so, the dugong was obviously swimming around on what was then dry land, now dry land. But also, really importantly, the deep scratches and cuts on the bones were actually made by Aboriginal people. And what was playing into that more was the fact they found three stone axe heads nearby. So it's not in the same deposit as the dugong, but some pretty old dirt nearby nonetheless.
Yeah, wow.
Which sort of suggested that this dugong was either caught or washed up and harvested here. And, yeah, really sort of turned on its head not only the climate history of Sydney, but also this understanding of Aboriginal occupation, which was deeply misunderstood by Eurocentric science as not being what we're still grappling with, this continuous connection from deep time today, which we're now understanding more about, and Aboriginal people have been obviously telling us again and again that they have been here since deep
finally
time.
Starting to listen.
Finally starting to listen and sort of try and even understand that length of time. Subsequently, sort of radiocarbon dating was done of these bones, and they're actually 6,000 years old, which was, yeah, incredible. And then, you know, you had nearby campsites that have been now dated at sort of Walleye Creek to 10,000 years old of Aboriginal occupation. So the fact that sort of Aboriginal people were using this part of Botany Bay hundreds of generations ago while adapting to this huge change in the climate, in temperature and sea levels, made this dugong a pretty important little fossil to have been, or sort of archaeological remains to have been dug out during a big infrastructure project. So
yeah, I mean,
and there's probably, you know, plenty more in that dirt too that we have yet to uncover. So.
Yeah, very true. Who would have thought a couple of ribs would have made such a difference?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what they'll excavate on us in 6,000 years. It's probably more like fossilised IKEA shells or something.
A couple of Coke bottles or something like
that's
that.
Right.
Yeah, our society definitely doesn't quite measure up to the impressiveness of what's before, does it? But
no.
Lovely to look back and see what was. Mina, as always, an absolute pleasure. Thanks very much for dropping by.
Thanks, Alex. Cheers.